This is Fido Friendly Travel Talk. Here's your host, Susan Sims.
Hey everybody, it's Susan Sims with Fido Friendly Travel Talk, brought to you by Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle for you and your furry best friend. My guest today is David Teaster, Product Marketing Director with Satellite. Hi David, welcome to the show.
Hi Susan, thanks so much for having me on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So there's a lot to unpack here. So I'm just going to let you take it away and tell us about Satellite and the Caller Go and what makes it different from other GPS callers on the market.
Thank you so much for that. So at Satellite, we're all about connecting pets to love and care. That's our slogan. So we just want to make sure as much as possible, we can make sure that pets are connected, protected, cared for, and safe. And I think our Satellite Caller Go embodies that really, really well. So I'd say the biggest differentiator between the Satellite Caller Go and other products that are similarly shaped or might share some functionality is that we're really, really focused in on beyond simple tracking, that we help pet owners understand their pets. And a huge part of that is through our PetSense AI. With PetSense AI, not only do we have a built-in LLM that's trained on a breed database so that you can consult to get general guidance on how to care for your dog or insights into what might be going on with your dog, but it also combines with the health and activity tracking metrics where it can generate reports that keep you up to date on what's going on with your dog, establishing a baseline behavior pattern and helping to flag it when that shifts. So not only can you like swipe through and see your dog's activity graphs yourself, but you actually get these really helpful summaries that give you the clear point about like what's changed and what's going on. Is there more activity? Is there less activity? And then can help you even troubleshoot, so to speak, on what might be causes beyond those things.
Well, that's like all future stuff. So if the future is here. So is that the AI powered health monitoring, is that what we're talking about?
Yes, ma'am. That's one of the biggest differentiators, I think.
Okay. And so what does that look like? Let's say, so we start this up and we get online and the pet has the collar in, and what is it? Does it do a body scan, or how does it know what the health situation is to start with?
Right. So there is a certain period of time that you'll need to have your pet wear the collar so that it can establish kind of this baseline on what your pet's behavior looks like. So initially, it'll actually just kind of go off of breed standards. So when you set up the app, you'll take a picture of your dog and the AI will speculate on what the breed is. But you can correct it if it's a little inaccurate or if it didn't get it quite right or if your dog is a mix. But it can at least like start from there as a reference point comparing to what breed standards tend to be to help kind of make general comparisons on what your dog's health should be and is. But over time, it establishes an individual baseline for your dog specifically. And once it has that behavior pattern established, which I think typically takes about like 1 to 2 weeks, just kind of depending.
Mm-hmm.
But once it has that baseline, then that's when it starts comparing your pet today to your pet over time.
So what kind of dog or cat would this be perfect for? Or are we just like with my dog Honey? She's a 12-pound Jack Russell Chihuahua mix, and she doesn't leave my side. However, when we travel, which we do a lot of, and let's just say the unthinkable happens and we're in a hotel room, something happens and out the door she goes. So she's not really, I don't know if it's a typical type of animal, but it's almost like you're going to feel so much better knowing that if something happened, you've got this to lean on. But are there other animals you think that it's maybe geared toward, and cats as well, right?
For this specific product, it's really best for dogs, especially when it comes to the health and activity metrics. Like, it's really designed for monitoring dogs specifically because the algorithms have been trained off of their motion. I guess theoretically you could put it on other animals, but that may not give you the activity and health insights that you're really looking for that we can offer with dogs. Though I suppose it would still provide the GPS tracking aspect. We do have plans later in the year though to actually come out with other types of products, and hopefully we'll be able to expand to other types of animals as well in the very, very near future.
Yeah, I can just see the someone's peacock. No, I'm just kidding. So for our listeners whose dogs truly are escape artists, I'm certain they would like to learn about the escape alerts and recall commands. What can you tell us about that?
Okay, yeah, sure, that would be great. So the Collar Go actually offers virtual boundaries. So what this is, you can set up either circular or square boundaries and size them however you want to fit your needs. And then if your dog goes beyond those boundaries, it will push an escape alert to your phone, so you'll get notified. And then that's where the remote commands that you just mentioned would come into play. So right now we have a good and a go home command, as well as a button you can press to play a whistle sound. But one function that we've also added recently is what we call doggy talkie, which is a two-way audio function. So you could actually talk to your dog to issue a command directly in your own voice, like come home, go back, sit, stay, so that you can go get them, or whatever else might be helpful in that regard. So it's limited in training aspects to compare to some other options that you could get out there, like the big geofencing collars. But it does still have some things that help you kind of command your dog remotely, soothe them if they're agitated, and things like that.
So when we get these collars, I read on online that are they waterproof or water resistant?
That's a really great question, and that kind of comes down to how you define waterproof. Usually we consider waterproof as once you can immerse it in water and it won't have any issues, and our collars do meet that standard. We hit IP68. So at IP67, IP stands for ingress protection. And so the six is like the dust proof rating, which maxes out at a six. It doesn't go beyond that. And then for the waterproof rating, there's a bunch on the scale, but basically seven and eight at the waterproofing scale indicate that it can handle prolonged submersion in water. And at an eight, it's an eight handles even longer submersion than a seven. So I think for a seven, I'll have to double check on the specifics, but I believe at a seven, you can do less than 2 meters of water for about 30 minutes, and that at an eight, you can go deeper than that for a longer period of time, and the device will still be fine.
Oh wow, that's awesome for the water dogs out there. So we get the collar home, we read up on all the things we need to do, get it ready to go. How long will it take to charge it? How long does the charge last?
All wonderful questions. So for the charging time, I believe, if I'm not mixing up the charging times on the different devices, this one should be about like 2 to 3 hours, I think, to fully charge. The battery life, our maximum battery life in lab testing is about 15 days. I think that is kind of predicated on a specific European version of the device, because I think the data usage is a bit different in the US. And I think in practical terms, you're probably looking at at least 7 days as being realistic, depending on your usage.
Okay. Well, that's
But we're also constantly optimizing the power usage for the absence of, because we add a new feature and now it uses more power, and we've got to optimize the battery life again. So there is some room for fluctuation there.
Well, this is all great news for all pet parents out there. And is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know before I let you go?
I would just say, we all just think that dogs are the best, and there's so many ways that it's easy to miss signs of issues or misunderstand what those signs are pointing to. So just having anything that can just help you clarify and help you know what's going on with your dog, even when you don't have eyes on them, I think is just a phenomenal thing for any pet parent to have. And it's something that I wish I'd had with all my dogs when I was growing up, because I had so many dogs that I feel like this could have helped me a lot with.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today. And where is the best place for people to learn more, to go to your website?
Oh, wonderful question. So the best place would be on our website at satellai.com, SATELLAI.com. And then we have a couple of different products there, but the product page you'd be looking for this one would be the Satellite Caller Go.
Excellent. Well, thanks again. I look forward to talking to you again in the future to see what else is new and improved. So have a good rest of your day.
Thank you so much.
That's it for Fighter Friendly Travel Talk. You have been listening to my guest, David Teaster with Satellite. Visit their website, satellite.com. And for more information about today's show or just about traveling with Fido, log on to fidofriendly.com. Until next time, travel safe and leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims with Fido Friendly Travel Talk.